Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod Dalid, Mishnah Het. Mishnah says, Ba'u l'Yerushalayim. They came to Yerushalayim and they built the Bet HaMikdash during the times of Shlomo HaMelech, the 11th year of the kingship of Shlomo. And then, Ne'esru HaBamot, the Bamot became forbidden once again. V'lo haya lahem od heter, v'hi hayeta nahala. They were never again permitted after the Bet HaMikdash was destroyed and there was no spot to bring korbanot. They still did not become permitted because this is the final resting place of the Shekhinah. The Bet HaMikdash was the inheritance, the nahala that we mentioned in the Torah, that pasuk that we mentioned, ki lo batem ad ata ela menuham ela nahala, that says the Bamot were only permitted until they come to the resting place and the inheritance. And this is the inheritance that we mentioned. Therefore, Yerushalayim and the Bet HaMikdash, the sanctity is permanent. It's for all time. V'nahalato lo ya'azov. The inheritance is never going to be forsaken by Hashem. So at that point in time, once that inheritance was reached, Bamot became forbidden and they remained forbidden forever. Kachek Kadashim Echalim Lifnim Minakeraim. At that point on, the Kachek Kadashim could only be eaten within the walls of the courtyard, within the curtains of the Bet HaMikdash. Kadashim Kalim Umaaser Sheni Lifnim Minahoma. And Kadashim Kalim and Maaser Sheni can be eaten not only in the Harabayit area, but within the wall surrounding Yerushalayim. That is Keneged, parallel, the Mahane Israel, the encampment of the Jewish people in the desert, where the Kadashim Kalim were allowed to be eaten as well. With Ma'aser Sheni as well, they could be eaten anywhere within the city of Yerushalayim.